top. We understand there's the one and done, and now it's going to be the none and done soon. When you look at this Rocket roster, it feels like there hasn't been a lot of players with much structure in their life from a, you know, from a standpoint of multi-years in college or whatever the case may be. Jalen Green, you know, had a few G League games and that was it. How important is it, do you think, to have a roster with guys who understand how to be pros and do have the structure of what the professional life is supposed to be like?
Man, what a great question. You know, I think I can only speak to my experiences, okay? So when I came into college my freshman year, I had a guy obviously playing for a Hall of Fame coach, and Coach came. It was very challenging. It was very challenging. It was challenging for the fact that there were standards that were set that I had no idea how to meet those standards. I had no idea about what conditioning was. I had no idea about, you know, getting up shots in the gym. I had no idea what it took to be a college player. Same idea. I had no idea what it took to be a pro. The difference in college, though, was, guys, I had a junior named Shane Battier and a senior named Chris Carwell, that the first day on campus, it was like, no, this is what it takes to be an elite college level player. This is how you watch tape. This is how you do things on the road. This is how you do things as it relates to practice and balancing school. And that gave me a huge learning curve. I'm like, oh, this is what it takes. So I actually had an extension. I had another voice from a veteran perspective of an extension of Coach K with me as a player. And then when I got to the league, you know, I came to a predominantly young team, and it was like the wild, wild west. There was really no leadership. There was really nobody saying this is what the do's and the don'ts were. I got that from guys like Ray Allen or guys like Jay Kidd, but they weren't on my team. They were guys part of other organizations. Jay Kidd was, you know, with the Mavs, and Ray was with the Bucks. So you could tell there was no leadership, and we were almost rudderless. And I think at times for a team like Houston, like, they have the talent, but not having the veteran presence, you know, as much as like Eric Gordon, you kind of feel like he's on his way out. It has to be the dog, the lead honcho, to say, this is how you do it. And I think that's the challenge.
A lot is made of Steven Silas. He has a very demure personality. I think he's a player's coach, but, you know, there's not a lot of challenging of guys on the court, and so a lot of people are talking about a lack of accountability with the team and with the Rockets. Does that need to come from, how much of that comes from the coach in today's basketball? Maybe not in years past, but in today's basketball, how much needs to come from the coach? How much needs to come from the roster?
I mean, there are only a handful of coaches that warrant the respect of top-tier players, if we're just keeping it a buck and we're being honest here. So typically, you know, for a coach, it has to be the extension of the best player on the floor, because the best player on the floor is the one that, as a younger player, you either see following the coach's lead or negating the coach's lead. I've seen both throughout my tenure covering the NBA for the past 10, 15 years. So for me, I, if you don't have a guy like Eric Spoelstra, if you don't have a guy that's a seasoned, tenured coach in the league for a while, you know, as much as the younger players may like that individual, like, they need to see the best player that the younger players respect the hell out of, because he is that guy, follow the coach's lead. And if you don't have that, it's not going to work.
Jay, we do this every day, and we watch the Rockets play, and they're not doing a lot of winning, so you're kind of trying to parse what's progress, what isn't. How do you judge progress for players or a team that's well on their way to winning less than 25 games again? Like, what should we be looking for? Growth from Jalen Green, growth from the entire roster? Because when we try to judge them, we go, well, they played well tonight, and then the next four games, they're awful. So when you're looking at a young team, where do you find growth?
Well, for me, Frank, I have a lot of conversations with people internally, because, you know, there's a lot of things that you may see on the court, but we don't know what those details are behind those closed doors. So for me, it's about work ethic. It's about your preparation. It's about having the ambition or the sense of urgency to want to improve in those departments, where I'm like, I'm finding out who my core guys are. Now, I've heard about Jalen Green and his work ethic, and I heard that, you know, it's really good. So I like hearing those types of things. And frankly, it starts with that. It starts with character of who individuals. Like, you can have talent, but I think for culture, character is the most imperative word, because you want people that are buying into what the overall vision is of leadership. And I think to me, like I've seen younger guys before that have the talent but don't have the character. You have to question, are these the people who are going to be the future leaders of our organization that we want the other young players, when they become slightly veterans, to follow? So the buy-in to me is everything within the culture of the sport.
Yeah, I mean, so much. We know you're up against us, so we won't hold you much longer. Quickly, because you cover all sports, I can tell you, the city of Houston, this is the most excited I've seen them in 20 years of covering the Texans, having D'Amico Ryans. From an outside perspective, I know you guys have touched on the Texans a little bit. What is your perception of the Houston Texans right now? As it stands today, hiring D'Amico Ryans, we still have a whole draft to get through. What is your current perception of the Houston Texans?
Well, I think my perspective has changed slightly with the hire and the amount of years in the deal, frankly, for D'Amico. As 6 years is stating, okay, we are willing to say this isn't going to happen tomorrow. I mean, I'll tell you guys something very quickly. And I was literally walking through the hallways at ESPN. One of the things I love about being on campus is that you just randomly bump into legends of the game. And I was talking to Teddy Bruschi for 5 minutes, and we were joking around with, you know, his countdown show and even my show with Key. And we were laughing at, you know, camaraderie and chemistry just isn't built over a year. It takes a while to learn tendencies about who your teammates are and whether you trust them or not. And, you know, we were talking about, obviously, his relationship, you know, with Randy Moss and Rex Ryan. And, you know, that takes a minute to gather. My relationship with Keyshawn Johnson has taken a minute to come together. So for D'Amico, nobody questions his X's and O's. Nobody questions his sense of urgency, his demeanor. I think the fact that he was a Houston Texan really gives him a lot more leeway than other coaches they've had in there. It's about getting the buy-in from other people and literally him having the time to call people out and build that trust within the culture they want to build. And I think that 6 years states that they have the right intention with the way they're moving forward. And I'm excited for Houston Texans football as well.
No, they definitely have the intention of letting this to be D'Amico's team. And so now it's just a matter of getting the draft right and actually comporting yourself as a real organization from the top down. And we'll see if that happens. But it started with a head coaching hire that makes the city happy, so we'll see what happens. Jay, we appreciate you joining us. Enjoy listening to your show when I'm on the way in to work and before our show starts in the morning. You guys can catch Jay Williams every morning before John and I are on the air. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN right here, ESPN 97.5 and 97.5.